Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, for many, today is starting week two of working at home. Now, some of you are expert at it and have been working from home for years. For others, it is brand new. And how is it going? Well, let's get some professional advice here from Andrew Knight, who is a professor of organizational behavior at Olin Business School at Washington University here in St. Louis. And Professor Knight, if I am a manager or a boss and suddenly all of my employees are scattered around at home, what are some things that I should be doing or thinking of to make sure that we're still being productive?
Sure. I think the most important thing in these early days is, first and foremost, to be flexible and adaptable, but also to regularly share information with one another about what's working, what's not working, and how people can better coordinate with one another in this new environment. And so one specific thing that you might do as a leader is organize, whether it's an asynchronous way for people to share information. So something even as simple as a discussion thread or an email thread is one way of doing that, or a more synchronous way for people to share best practices and information with one another through technology like Zoom or WebEx, for example.
Because I think an inefficient way is everybody starts emailing and you got these long email chains and it's reply all and things start getting lost and then people aren't really sure who said what, when, and what they're supposed to be doing.
That's absolutely correct, that there is a real risk to information overload and a poorly coordinated flow of information. And so one good best practice for virtual collaboration is to establish a rhythm. And in these early days, a leader can play an important role in giving a bit more explicit guidance about how and when people should be sending those email blasts. And so, for example, it might be a morning brief that comes out that specifies some of the important things for that day, shares some best practices that people have found useful in the new situation that they're facing. But the leader is the one that's trying to set the tone for what that rhythm should be so that there isn't a lot of poorly coordinated activity that's happening.
How often should a boss or supervisor be having, because we all have the ability, obviously, to have meetings, to do conference calls, how important is that, or is that just kind of a killer of time?
Oh, gosh. Well, so that certainly depends on the kind of work that people do. However, there is some, as you would guess, research on people's negative evaluations of meetings in general in the workplace. They're one part of work that people really don't seem to enjoy, and that's because so many meetings are not a good use of time. And so my advice would be to turn a critical eye towards meetings. And if a meeting is not necessary or not useful, or if someone doesn't need to be on that particular meeting, cancel it. Give people back that time. And so as a leader, be really thoughtful about what activities need to happen synchronously online. So that's when we're all together at once and we're sharing information in a more reciprocal way. So problem-solving discussions are good things sometimes to do in a synchronous fashion. In contrast, there are things that can be done asynchronously through shared documents, You can use Google Docs as a wonderful way to coordinate activity offline in the sense that people aren't actively interacting with one another. And so that's a way that that leaders can encourage people to do some things that are not all together at once and do other things in those synchronous meetings, but really try to minimize and restrict the use of those synchronous meetings.
That is Professor Andrew Knight. He is with the Olin Business School at Washington University in St. Louis.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.